Aucklanders have once again mobbed testing clinics across the city, more of which have popped up to cope with the demand. Traffic snaked for hundreds of metres outside some centres, where people who were turned away yesterday returned for another long wait today. Police at the region's new border checkpoints stopped almost 20,000 cars and turned back more than 300, including people trying to get to their holiday homes. Jordan Bond reports.
A chilly start in Eden Terrace in central Auckland. One woman has been waiting outside the community testing centre for more than an hour before it opens at 8 o'clock, and she's not the first in the queue.
I came yesterday, waited for 3 hours, and then came later and waited for 6 hours and gave up. So came early this morning, had parked somewhere else so I don't get caught in the traffic.
She's had a runny nose, a cough and a fever since the beginning of the week.
Because I have symptoms, I'm a nurse, I just need to be checked out so I can go back to work.
Francis Collier arrived at the Eden Terrace Centre at 1 o'clock yesterday, but it was so busy he didn't get tested. He's back for another go. He's got flu-like symptoms and doesn't want there to be any doubt. Mr. Collier says he's less worried about himself.
Not my own health, but yeah, just concerned for it spreading, so this is the best way to get on top of it, is everyone tested and find out where it is.
Testing capacity was expanded today to take the number of centres to 15. 11 pop-ups and 4 community assessment centres. At one centre in St Luke's, lines of cars stretched for hundreds of metres. Megan Anderson says she arrived half an hour before the doors opened.
There was a lot of people in line already, maybe like a few dozen cars already, and that was a half hour before it opened, so it's been a long wait.
Ms Anderson is not worried about herself, but wants to make sure she doesn't give anything to her flatmates and the community if it is COVID.
I've had a fever for the last few days and a sore throat, which I had assumed was just a regular cold, but then hearing that this case came out, it could be COVID. I don't think it is, but, who knows?
Retiree Jim Blackett from Whangaparaoa arrived in the queue at the Northcote Centre yesterday morning. 3 hours later, he was told it was unlikely he'd be seen that day.
That it was going to take me still another 4.5 hours to get through, by which time the clinic would be closed. So I took their advice and came home.
This morning, he was in line for a test at another centre in Warkworth. More than 3,500 people were swabbed at community testing centres in Auckland yesterday. Meanwhile, at the city's northern outskirts, police and Defence Force staff were manning one of 9 new checkpoints and interviewing those trying to travel in or out of Auckland. At the travel border north of Welsford, 80 kilometres from the central city, this carload had a laminated work letter from their boss.
We're just heading down to finish off a job we got going down there.
Okay, what do you do?
So we plant native trees, and we've started it off, and we have to finish, otherwise they're going to die.
Do you mind if I see some identification to go with your letter?
Yeah, so that's me.
No worries. Thanks for your cooperation. Have a good day.
You too.
By 7 this morning, around 300 vehicles were turned back by the police at the city's checkpoints, including some people trying to travel to holiday homes. Signs on the northern motorway remind people that leaving the region is strictly for essential travel. One man who was turned away struggled to prove the job he was going to was permitted.
So they thought roofing wasn't classed as essential, but it is part of construction, so I've just got to wait for a letter from the boss. And I'm fine because I'm going fishing.
Got the day off then?
Yep, so I'm happy.
Nationally, more than 10,000 swabs were taken yesterday, and many more thousands missed the midnight cut-off for the Ministry of Health's daily update. Mo te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jordan Bond, aho.
And we've just had an update from the Northern Regional Health Coordination Centre. That's basically the conglomerate of DHBs handling the testing in the Auckland area. Now, these are the testing records for yesterday, so Wednesday. They say in Auckland there was more than 7,800 tests registered by the city's laboratories. And the tests on Wednesday included 3,546 people who were swabbed at community testing centres, with similar volumes taken collectively by general practices, urgent care clinics and mobile testing units. And one interesting thing to note, from tomorrow there is a new location for one of those community testing centres. So from 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, the Central City Testing Centre, which is currently in Eden Terrace, is going to relocate to Eden Park. The location in the stadium's bus hub is on the corner of Sandringham and Remers Avenue, and they say it will provide a better flow and a safer environment for pedestrians, because I know there's been a few traffic gnarl-ups. They say it's got good access for walk-ups if you want to get a test. So that's a change of location, moving to the Eden Park Stadium from 8 a.m. tomorrow.